Good morning, Lighties, Lighthouse Church, and good morning to everyone listening to me this morning. This is the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. You are all welcome. We'll get straight into the Word of God, and today we'll be looking at the parable of the weeds. This is a parable that Jesus told, and we'll be looking at that. We'll be reading from the book of Matthew. We'll begin to read from verse 24. We'll read through to verse 43. So just take your Bible, take some water, relax, and we'll be doing a lot of reading today. So as I said, this is a parable that Jesus told. Now, growing up in Zambia, I remember when we were young, we were surrounded by our grandmothers, our mothers, elderly people, and in the evenings they used to tell stories and they used to tell us parables, because there are teachings that are hidden in parables. And in most cases, those parables ended with a question, and the question was to the person that told the story, and the question was always, what is the meaning of the story that you just told? And then they would explain to us the teaching that is hidden in the story, in the parable. And Jesus, in his time on earth, he used parables, he used symbols. He used things that we see with our naked eyes, things that we experience, to teach us things of the kingdom. But even that, in most cases, people still did not understand the message of Jesus. And I believe that Jesus did that deliberately, as we will see in the scripture. So let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 24. So what I'm going to do is we're just going to read the scripture as it is, then we'll get back into scripture and just look at the scripture verse by verse. I hope that is okay. So in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, the Bible says, Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? Verse 28, An enemy did this, he replied. The servants asked him, Do you want us to go and pull them up? No, he answered, because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. Okay, I'm going to jump to verse 36. In verse 36, it says, Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. Verse 37, he answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. Let me jump to verse 43. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their father who has ears, let them hear. Praise the name of God. Now let's go back to verse 24. Now Jesus is telling a parable, and in this parable there are players. The first player that we see in the parable is the farmer himself, the farmer that goes and plants the good seed. Then we see the second player. The second player, as we see in the Bible, is the devil, the evil one. The evil one also is operating in the same space, and he also goes and he plants the seed. So this is what verse 24 says. Or rather, yeah, verse 24, it says, Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. So this man who sowed good seed is Jesus. Intentionally goes to the field and he plants good seeds. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. Praise God. So there are now three people in the picture. It's the good farmer, who is Jesus, who plants good seeds. And then we have the devil, who also plants. But there's a group of people in the picture, and these are the servants. And the Bible says when they were sleeping, the enemy came, the evil one came, and he also planted in the same field. He planted the seed. Praise God. Now, in verse 36, Jesus explains what he means there. In verse 36, he says, then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. Verse 37, he answered, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. So as we said, the first player is the good farmer, who is the Son of Man, and he plants good seeds. The field is the world. So now he's explaining. Remember, Jesus was giving us the symbols. We all know, not maybe all of us, but some of us who have been to the farm, we have plowed, we know that you have a farm and then you take the seeds and then you plant. So Jesus is taking that knowledge and is now explaining to us that that field is not the actual field where you go and you dig and you plow and you plant the seeds. Jesus explains to us and he says, that field is the world where we live, you and me. That is the field that Jesus was referring to. It says the field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. So when you go to the farm and you plant your millet seed, you put it in the ground so that it can grow. So Jesus is now saying to us that that seed now is likened to you and me, the sons or the people of the kingdom. In other words, Jesus is saying he is the Son of Man. He is God himself. And he has planted us in this world as good seeds. So as you listen to me this morning, you have been planted as a good seed by Jesus. So the field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one. Now you see, sometimes as Christians, because you know, when we get born again and we strive to walk in righteousness, we strive to do right, and by the grace of God, it helps us. There's a tendency of wanting to believe that everyone is like everyone. So let me not push that thought there. But the Bible makes it clear that in this field, which is called the world, there is a good farmer who has planted good seeds. You, me, the other believers, the people that believe in God, we have been planted, the Bible says. But in the same space, the devil also plants his own seeds. And those seeds are people, just like the Son of Man has planted good seeds, the people of the kingdom. The enemy also can plant his people in the same field so that they can do his will. Praise God. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Now, here, the Bible, if you read this scripture in context, is actually also it's linked to the Great Commission. Because the reason, if you read in verse 31, it says, he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is small, it is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of the garden. So you and me, we are like that small seed that gets planted into the ground. You can think of a mango seed. It's one seed, you plant it into the ground, but when the mango tree grows, it feeds and it feeds and it feeds. So you and me have been planted in this field, which is the world. So that the Bible says, unless the mustard seed goes into the ground and dies, it will not bring forth fruit. So you and me, we have not been buried, because something that is buried never comes up. But we have been planted so that we can grow and produce fruit, so that the world can eat from the fruit, and then they can come to the saving grace of God. So that is there connected with the Great Commission. So you and me have been planted for a reason and for a purpose. We have been planted so that we can grow, we can produce fruit, so that the world can look at that fruit, admire the fruit, eat from the fruit, and then seek the saving grace of our Savior. Now, the enemy plants, as we saw from the Bible, there's one field, and that field is the world. We live in the same space, good people, bad people, the people of the kingdom, and the people of the devil. We live in the same space. But there's a key thing there. The Bible says the enemy planted when the servants were sleeping. So friends, God has planted us on earth. God has planted the church. The church is not man's idea. The church is God's idea, planted by God himself. But when the church goes into sleep, the church goes into slumber, as we see in the word of God, the enemy rises and he plants his own things. He plants the weeds. When the church begins to pay attention to the things that it's not supposed to pay attention to, the enemy will rise and will begin to plant his own things. He'll plant his own seeds. He'll plant his own weeds. And when the weeds grow, the weeds, if you, like me, grew up going to the field, in my language, we say oksekwila. So when you plant the seed, you go and you plant the seed. After a few weeks, few months, you have to go back again and pull out the weeds. Because if you don't pull out the weeds, they'll choke the life of the very thing that you have planted, and it dies. Because then it will be sharing from the same water. If you put fertilizer, the weeds also will be feeding from the fertilizer. So the weeds are just there to consume. They just take. They never give back. And then they choke the life of the very thing that you planted. And that's what the enemy does. When the church goes into slumber, the enemy plants his people. The enemy plants his things, his work, so that it can choke the life of the church. And then when the church suffocates, then the enemy is happy. So we see that the enemy can plant people as in people to frustrate. And remember, the weeds, because the good farmer, the Son of Man, when the servants came to him and they said, can we go and approach them? He said, no, because at this particular moment, you can't differentiate the weeds from the good seeds. They look the same. So when the enemy plants his work. He plants his people. It might be in the church. The sister, the brother sounds like a Christian, walks like a Christian. And you and me, we might never know, is this weed? Is this good seed? So Jesus says, wait until a certain time. Then you begin to see the difference. And sometimes, friends, there are many things that come that separate people where you begin to see that this is weed and this is the actual thing. This is the real planted seed. Sometimes it could be hardships. Sometimes it could be, you know, just circumstances when people are put under pressure, and then you begin to see the real things that are inside. The enemy plants his work in different ways. When the church goes to sleep, it can plant people, as I said, and they can bring confusion. They can bring disunity. The enemy can plant things like gossip. The enemy can plant things like conflict, things that will come into the church that if you look at it with a naked eye, you might never know and draw a line and say where this belongs. But those things, when the church goes into slumber, they will choke the life of the church. They will choke the work of God because the church has gone into slumber. So friends, for us to stop the enemy from planting his people, planting his work, we must never go to slumber as the church. And how do we do that? We stay in the Word of God, and we operate under the power, we desire to operate under the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. It's only the Spirit of God that can give us a discerning eye to see that the brother sounds good, the sister sounds good, but maybe there's something that is off. This looks good. And sometimes, friends, it can be what might seem to be opportunities. The devil can bring something, you know, into your way that takes you away from the presence or from the work of God, from doing the things that God has called you to do, to frustrate the plan of God. So the enemy, you know, it can plant in different forms. So it's up to us as the church to discern the evil works of the evil farmer, the devil, because friends, he will come and he will plant. Remember, it did not go somewhere else to plant. The Bible says, in the same field, the enemy, he had guts to come and plant the seeds. It was after Jesus had finished fasting that the enemy came and he wanted to plant strange thoughts, evil thoughts in him. So the enemy, friends, is always at work. And sometimes it's when you think and feel you are strong, you are standing, and everything is going okay, and then you take a break, you rest, and the moment you sleep and you go into slumber, the enemy comes and he plants the weeds, and the weeds, they will choke the life of the church, the life of God in us. And in closing, friends, I want to read from the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. The Bible says, catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. So friends, they are small things. Sometimes the enemy will not come and plant a tree, because the enemy knows that if he plants a tree, a big tree, you will see that there's something wrong here. Sometimes the enemy comes in our lives and plant small seeds, little by little. By the time we wake up, there are weeds everywhere, and the life of God is choked out of us, choked out of the church. Friends, have a blessed week, and watch out for the weeds. Watch out for the works of the enemy. Bless you.